Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball, the Rays are up 2-1 in their American League Division Series after blasting the Yankees last night 8-4. The Athletics forced Game 4 in their series by downing the Astros 9-7, and the Braves and Dodgers are each one victory away from sweeping their National League Division Series. Shenandoah graduate and Braves rookie Ian Anderson struck out 8 over 5 and 2/3 innings before the Atlanta bullpen tossed no-hit ball the rest of the way, blanking the Marlins 2-0, and the Dodgers edged the Padres 6-5. In soccer yesterday, Inter Miami took down the New York Red Bulls 2-1, New York City FC ripped DC United 4-1, and Toronto FC beat the New England Revolution 1-0. In tennis at the French Open, fourth seed Sofia Kenin advanced to the semifinals with a 6-4, 4-6, 6-love win over fellow American Danielle Collins. Petra Kvitova rained down aces to earn a 6-3, 6-3 victory over Laura Zygmunt, and Novak Djokovic overcame a bothersome left arm to oust Pablo Carreño Busta 4-6, 6-2, 6-3. In NFL news, Jets quarterback Sam Darnold will sit out against the Cardinals on Sunday with his sprained right shoulder, an injury he sustained during New York's game against Denver last week. He is reportedly week to week. Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore became the second person on the team to test positive for COVID-19 yesterday. And the NFL's investigation into how Tennessee turned into the league's first COVID-19 outbreak reportedly found several specific incidents of the Titans possibly breaking health and safety protocols. That's according to a person with knowledge of the probe. The Titans outbreak is now up to 22 people. They're set to host Buffalo on Sunday and already had a game postponed last week due to the outbreak. I'm Jesse King.